because you can handle the truth.
Positively Unconstitutional. I'm your host, Phil Pozderek, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you care about the truth. Once again, I want to thank all the people that make this show possible. My producer, Matt, John Statmiller, and all the good folks down at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I want to thank Darren Weeks and the people who bring us Govern America every Saturday morning. I want to welcome all Darren's listeners to stay tuned, and I want to invite everyone to listen to Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited coming up at the noon hour. I want to thank our advertisers and sponsors who keep us on the air, and I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I also want to put out a special thanks to L.B. Bork and Brother Gregory Williams of His Holy Church for guest hosting my show back on December the 18th so that I could attend my youngest son's college graduation. I have to say that my wife's parents came to Texas to see my son graduate and spend the Christmas holidays with my wife and children and I. My in-laws are really nice people, and my father-in-law especially made our Christmas very special. He absolutely went overboard cooking our traditional meatless Velilla dinner. He cooked some of our favorite ethnic foods like galumki. Most people know it as stuffed cabbage. He made a huge 14-pound pork roast, and we had a standing ribeye roast for Christmas Day. My mother-in-law, too, she is just a blaze of action. You know, no plate lay unclean for more than a few seconds, and no floor remained unswept. She was like the white tornado of cleaning throughout the holidays. I'm truly blessed to have such a great wife of 28 years and to have in-laws who are so supportive of me, my wife, and my children, their grandchildren. And I'm no less blessed to have friends who've shown me how to take control of my health, and it seems my wife's health as well, because I believe she's gained more from our latest health remedy that were suggested to us called mineral salts. So with all that said, I want to say that today my very special guest, backed by popular demand, is Brother Gregory Williams of His Holy Church, and he'll be joining us in the second hour of the show. In the first hour here, I'm going to do a reading from his book, Covenant of the Gods, and the reading that I'm going to do, I think, will help to explain, you know, how every U.S. citizen has become enslaved by the United States government by their operations and presumptions of law. And just wanted to give you a little background on Brother Gregory before we get into the meat of the show. Brother Gregory was born in America in 1948. His father was a practicing attorney, and his mother was the daughter of Norwegian immigrants. He grew up here in Southeast Texas, and when he wasn't attending private school, he roamed the woods and bayous that meandered along the edge of that growing urban community. As a young man, he entered the seminary where he studied Latin, Greek, and theology, and met a man living in the Vatican who revealed to him some of the mysteries hidden from us over the centuries within the catacomb libraries of Rome. The course of his life was refined in that meeting and knowledge, with new questions arising to be answered. Over the following decade, he's continued to search for both the answers and the question. He is the author of several books, dozens of pamphlets, and maintains His Holy Church website at www.hisholychurch.net. He's married since 1973 and is the father of six children. But you can hear the music in the background. That means we need to go for a word from our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. I'm your host, Phil Pozderek, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Have you heard? Proactive is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With New Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try New Proactive risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. I'm your host, Phil Pozderek, and I was just introducing my guest today, who will be with us in the second hour, Brother Gregory Williams and his Holy Church. You can find his website at www.hisholychurch.net. And I was reading his intro here. And I stopped. Brother Gregory was married in 1973. He is the father of six children. And he's written several books on the history and nature of the kingdom of God on earth and man's ongoing relationship with the God of heaven and earth, or the gods of world. Titles include The Covenant of the Gods, Thy Kingdom Comes, along with numerous pamphlets and tapes. He's also authored a number of manuals on the formation of a free church and congregations. He now lives near Summer Lake, Oregon, where he continues to care for his family, tending sheep and working as a carpenter when he's not traveling and spreading the good news that the Lord God is God, and his kingdom is at hand in spirit and truth for those who will seek it and its righteousness. His Holy Church was appointed by Yahshua, a.k.a. Jesus, 2,000 years ago. It is established in us as we do the work of that Lord and King in faith and in truth. It is the servant government established by him for his people. It is his organization upon this earth. It can make neither treaty nor swear allegiance. It compels not taxes nor maintains a central treasury. It exercises no authority, nor is it under the authority of any other government. It is a part of God's kingdom at hand under the perfect law of liberty. And with that in mind, let's remember the wise words of George Washington, who said, "Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." Oh, well, with all that said, let's see if we can't get back to the reading here, or to start the reading here. And again, today I'm going to read a portion of the book, The Covenant of the Gods, by Brother Gregory, and it's called Law, the Legal System of God, versus Legal, the Lawful System of Mankind, or the Lawful System of Man. And, you know, I talk about law and operations of law and presumptions of law and what's happened to our common law, how it's been subverted, and how we've all become subject of the Congress, and these types of things. And Brother Gregory is, you know, a much better researcher and a much better writer than I ever could hope to be. So with that in mind, I want to read this to you, and it's not really long, but it's going to take me a while to get through it. Okay, Law, the Legal System of God versus Legal, the Lawful System of Man. To investigate is the way to know what things are really lawful. Because of what appears to be a lawful command on the surface, many citizens, because of their respect for what only appears to be a law, are cunningly coerced into waiving their rights due to ignorance. In the above statement, the Supreme Court talks of what only appears to be law on the surface. What are we so ignorant of that we would mistake something for law that is not law? We have grown up hearing phrases like "the law is the law," and "ignorance of the law is no excuse." What is law, and what makes something law? Since the origin of a thing ought to be inquired into, then it would follow that we should look into the origin of the word law to give us some idea of its meaning today. Unlike many of the terms used in the legal system of the United States, the word law does not come from the Latin, but from the Anglo-Saxon word lagu and the Middle English lawe, meaning just, right, and fair. In Latin, law would be translated jus or juris, from which we take the word justice. The Romans had another word, lex or legis, from which we get the word legal, meaning statute, bill, principle, rule, contract, condition. What is legal, connected by contract, becomes lawful, quote-unquote just, by consent. The legal system, based upon freedom, has no lawful power to command until an individual binds himself to it, for lex, quote-unquote law, is derived from legare, quote-unquote to bind, because it binds one to act. All government without the consent of the governed is the very definition of slavery. If the Romans, from whom we take much of the principles upon which the present legal system relies, saw fit and necessary to use two separate and distinct words, one lex and the other juris, then why do we often use them interchangeably? It is in the distinction between these two words that much of our honest confusion lies. That which bars those who have contracted will bar their successors also. While the law, juris, is the rule of right, and whatever is contrary to the rule of right is an injury, we find that human laws, lex, legis, are born, live, and die. That which bars those who have contracted will bar their successors also. Therefore, the contract makes the law, for our children as well as for ourselves. And as James Warburg said to the U.S. Senate February the 17th of 1950, we shall have world government, whether or not we like it. The question is whether world government will be achieved by conquest or consent. In the maxim, consent makes the law, it is evident that it is our authorization that makes a man-made rule, such as a statute, into law. It is not the arbitrary proclamation of a remote group of men, be it Parliament or Congress, that binds men to obedience and subjection. Could this mean that a person can simply disregard all legislation that he himself arbitrarily disagrees with for one reason or another? No. Can only be the answer, else all government would be anarchy. A contract is law between the parties having received their consent. How does the government receive consent? When does an act of consent truly become binding? In every contract, whether nominate or innominate, there is implied an exchange, i.e., a consideration. Nodding the head, raising your right hand, or signing a piece of paper are all evidence that you have given consent, but the taking of sufficient consideration is an act that adds force and authority to consent. For either you have consented to an exchange of consideration, or you are a thief. A contract is an agreement upon sufficient consideration to do or not to do a particular thing. What is the consideration between government and its citizens? Nothing is so contrary to consent as force and fear. There are countless ways in which the state works its craft of expanding its power and presence in the world, but one way is by consent. It should be realized that even though coercion through force and fear are often used, the only real binding and lawful consent is voluntary. What is mine cannot be taken away without consent. If it is consent that makes the legal system a lawful system, then it is at the point of our consent that we become bound to obey a legal rule. It does not matter that those legal rules are changed regularly, as long as those rules are changed in accordance with the system that was set down at the origin of the legal system and the individual's assent. All this, despite the fact that consent may be acquired by appealing to the slothful greed and coveting selfishness of the individual. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. The laws of England were threefold: common law, customs, and decrees of Parliament. There was law in England long before a Parliament was convened. Then, new states of facts, arising out of changed economic and social conditions, brought the desire for, if not need for, a strong central government. Pacta sunt servanda, non pacta non servanda. Before the Norman conquest of England in 1066, the people were the fountainhead of justice. The Anglo-Saxon courts of those days were composed of large numbers of free men, and the law which they administered was that which had been handed down by oral tradition from generation to generation. In competition with these non-professional courts, the Norman king, who insisted that he was the fountainhead of justice, set up his own tribunals. The judges who presided over these royal courts were agents or representatives of the king, not of the people. But they were professional lawyers who devoted most of their time and energy to the administration of justice, and the courts over which they presided were so efficient that they gradually all but displaced the popular non-professional courts. And we'll take a break there and have a word from our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendovite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendovite.
Extendovite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendovite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendovite. To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And today I'm reading a section of the book Covenant of the Gods by Brother Gregory. And I wanted to just kind of take a break here for a second. I hope I'm not boring you. The language here is extremely precise and... I don't know if I could myself auditorily, discern and keep up with what I'm reading here. But I think that there's a PDF online somewhere, The Covenant of the Gods, and you can kind of follow along with me. I'm on page 2 of 9 of the section Law versus Legal. And really what we're talking about is exactly that, the difference between legal versus lawful. And, you know, I talk about this in my show all the time. And like I said before, Brother Gregory is, an excellent researcher. You know, he spent time in the catacombs of Rome reading all the things that have been edited out of the Bible and the different books. And so he has a much fuller perspective. He also speaks several languages and can read these things in their native language. And so, the problem in America is legalese, is that, the lawyers have, they've changed the meaning of the words and, they've turned our republic on its head. You know, this democracy allows you to do things that are clearly against, any common law tradition. And, of course, there is no common law in the United States. And this is the thing that I can't make people understand, is that, you know, everyone has entered into a private contract. But, of course, the minute you tell them they did that, oh, no, I never did that. You know, I have all my God-given inalienable rights, which, you know, nothing could be further from the truth. And so what I'm reading right now really does a fine job, if you can follow what I'm reading, that it does a really, really fine job of explaining how, you know, our government has enticed us with benefits into basically giving up all our rights and liberties. And with that said, I'm gonna go on here. I hope you can follow along. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, "Give us a king to judge us." And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. William of Normandy came to England to collect a disputed debt owed to him by Harold. He did not conquer and seize all of England, but only Harold and his properties, duties, and obligations, and those hereditaments of the freemen who had fought alongside Harold in his attempt to avoid payment to William. Also, from his assumed position, William insisted that he was the fountainhead of justice, and began to consolidate and expand his position and authority by waging war against all who opposed his claim to Harold's limited kingly dominion. Many changes were brought about as a result of William's strong presence. He opened the door to customs and forms of law that had no foothold in the land of the Anglos since the fall of the Roman Empire. He instituted a survey of all the land that fell under his sword by right of trial by conquest. This was done for the purpose of collecting an excise or tribute tax on the land of those who were forced in defeat to take an oath of fealty and bind their allegiance and lands to William. The people of England called the book that included these subject lands the Doomsday Book, and it is still called that to this day. Wherefore say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Ye eat with the blood, and lift up your eyes toward your idols, and shed blood, and shall ye possess the land? Ezekiel 33:25. With this growing loss of freehold titles and land, the large numbers of freemen who were so necessary for the administration of the common law of land were no longer available. Ye stand upon your sword, ye work abomination, and ye defile every one of his neighbor's wife. And shall ye possess the land? Ezekiel 33:26. A legal title is not a freehold, lawful, or fee simple title. Were the remaining freehold titles in land lost by conquest or by other means? Towns and boroughs act as if persons. Many followed William, establishing the concepts of towns and cities, which had been traditionally shunned by the Anglos, along with other customs of business and a loyalty to their homeland that opened a freer avenue for the establishment of commerce. They said, Go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. Genesis 11:4. And as for the people, he removed them to cities from one end of the borders of Egypt, even to the end thereof. Genesis 47:21. The law of the Anglo-Saxons still remained intact, or not for those who fell subject to William and his successors. Ah, there's the point exactly. See, the law of the Republic is still intact in the United States, but not for those who are subject to the United States. And this is how it happened. The law of the Anglo-Saxons still remained intact, but not for those who fell subject to William and his successors. The two systems lived side by side in a manner similar to the two jurisdictional systems of law used in the Roman Empire following their own Roman Civil War. With that said, we got to go for another word from our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And I was just, you know, in the reading from Covenant of the Gods, lawful versus legal, and we just got to the real crux of what I've been trying to show people in the United States. And let me read you these two paragraphs here that really state it so well and so precisely, and then I'll make a few comments on it. The law of the Anglo-Saxons still remained intact, but not for those who fell subject to William and his successors. The two systems lived side by side in a manner similar to the two jurisdictional systems of law used in the Roman Empire following their own Roman Civil War. The common law is distinguished from law created by the enactment of legislatures, and it comprises the body of those principles and rules of action relating to the government and security of persons and property, which derive their authority solely from usages and customs of immemorial antiquity. And as concerns its force and authority in the United States, the phrase designates that portion of the common law of England which had been adopted and was in force here at the time of the Revolution. So you can see, there's a dual system of law. This is my comments now. There is a dual system of law in the United States. And the two systems live side by side in a manner similar to the two jurisdictional systems of law that were in use by the Roman Empire after their own civil war. And how were these two systems instituted in the United States? through our Civil War. And what's happened is the common law, which the freemen, and we're going to talk more about freemen in a minute here, the common law in the United States is for those freemen who are state nationals, the political du jour or lawful political body in the United States, they're still subject to the common law. But U.S. citizens are not subject to the common law. And U.S. citizens are not a party to the Constitution, to the contract. And remember, it's the contract that makes the law. So if your father was a U.S. citizen, then it's presumed that you're a U.S. citizen, and so on and so forth. Why? Because a contract was made. It goes on here, and this is back to my reading, liberi in Saxon law, freeman, the possessors of allodial lands. The common law is dependent upon, quote-unquote, large numbers of freemen who can decide both fact and law, as distinguished from the jurors of the United States today, which have lost their allodial title to land through neglect and ignorance. Today's jurors, as U.S. citizens, are subject to the administration of government. They are almost always sworn to abide by the decrees of the legislature before they take to their seats as jurors, which allows them to judge only the facts of a case, leaving the determination of law in the hands of the legislature and the administering professional judges. Is this the way it was in the beginning? Liber homo, a free man. A free man lawfully competent to act as a juror, an allodial proprietor as distinguished from a vassal or a feudatory. Got somebody at the door here who's breaking my concentration. I don't know who he is or what he wants. I'll talk to him in a few minutes at the next break. The original settlers and founders of this republic, called the Americas, have come here fleeing the king's justice, saying, "Farewell, Rome. Farewell, Babylon." Here the individual had access to a free dominion by the relinquishment in charter of the right of the king to make law without consent. In the case of the American colonies, which were republics and were guaranteed by contract with the king, that no law could be made except by the consent of the free man. There was a clear consideration, as there was with Harold, the last Anglo-Saxon king in England. The king of England was to give the colonies the benefit of his protection from foreign invasion, and in exchange he could only impose excise or use taxes and tariffs, taxes on foreign trade, as well as regulate the equitable practice of business, for which there were no remedies at the common law. The extent of the legal authority of the King of Britain in the Americas was limited. It was his usurpation, that means seizing a use of rights that were not his, that led to the Declaration of Independence, whereby the colonial governments became totally independent states at any dissolution of the charter. A dissolution caused by the king's breaking the contract and violating the terms of the agreement. The limited authority and responsibility of the king was then assumed by the colonial governments, who eventually bound themselves together by articles of confederation, and later by a constitution which created a legal society with certain limited obligations and privileges to the general populace of the republics. The real destroyers of the liberty of the people is he who spreads among them bounties, donations, and benefits. I've lost my place. The United States federal government that exists within the given jurisdiction of the original republics is a limited jurisdiction within itself. It grew not by decree, but by government offers and individual acceptance. In other words, the limited authority of government expanded by expanding the offer of benefits and obligations to the individual citizens in the republic, including membership in the government itself. The more desired, the more was offered, and the more that was accepted, all the more was required. A guarantee of an entitlement grants a reciprocating entitlement to the benefactor. The desire of the slothful killeth them, for his hands refuse to labor. That's from Proverbs 21:25. These benefits were not part of the original obligations of the state governments or the United States federal government. The average citizen cannot, in justice, accept them without offering at least some seemingly equal consideration. And so there you have it. I mean, he said it in a very eloquent way. You know, the maxim in law is that he who accepts the benefits must bear the burdens. And so what's happened to our liberty? Well, we've traded them for benefits. We've entered into contracts. We've made agreement with the power that be. And they so stealthily, you know, used our ignorance and our sloth to slip these benefits in as if they're helping us. And of course, now we can see what's happened. Well, what's happened is obvious. You know, we've accepted the benefit, and of course, they've just offered more and more benefits to keep getting themselves reelected. And now, you know, we're in a situation where we're slaves who are, you know, working and trying to, you know, keep up paying off this, you know, insatiable appetite to spend, you know, that the lawmakers have. And of course, it's all by design. You know, this is the way to control the people. Back to my reading here before I go off on another rant. The desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent not. Proverbs 1:10. Each time we accept or apply for new bounties, donations, and benefits, we are consenting by deed of word to the legal authority of that government or party politic. We grant power. And so, you know, they brought this up earlier in the reading that, you know, we can't pick and choose which of the laws we want to consent to. Once we consent to join the government, to join the Social Security, to join the social insurance, to pay into the Social Security Trust Fund, to in fact become what? An employee of the government. And so the real destroyers of the liberties of the people is he who spreads among them bounties, donations, and benefits. And that would be the United States federal government. And that's what they've done. They've enticed us sinners, and we've consented. We've either consented by signing up, by submitting an application, and of course, I've said it before, submit means to beg. So we beg them with an application to get some benefit, some privilege from the state. And now that they bankrupted the state by trying to fill everyone's need, which of course is impossible when you have to steal the money from the other citizens, it's a disincentive to everyone that works. And again, it's socialism, which leads to communism. I said I wasn't going to go off on a rant, but there I go. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent not. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Ephesians 4:28. To take what is not a gift and is not owed, with no intention of returning equal consideration, is the essence of stealing. To accept without consenting to pay the price is the essence of theft. Ignorance of this fundamental principle is the ignorance of law that the law does not excuse. I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. I looked upon it and received instruction. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. In respect to the ground of the authority of law, it is divided as natural law, or the law of nature, or of God, and positive law. Positive law is law actually ordained or established under human sanctions, as distinguished from the law of nature or natural law, which comprises those considerations of justice, right, and universal expediency that are announced by the voice of reason or of revelation. Law governs men, and reason governs the law. Natural law, or the law of nature, is the divine will, or the dictate of right reason, showing the moral deformity or moral necessity that there is in any act according to its suitableness or unsuitableness to a reasonable nature. Sometimes used of the law of human reason in contradistinction to the revealed law, and sometimes of both in contradistinction to positive law. The natural law is divine will, not merely the will of men who by their own reason have determined it. If the reason is not right reason, then the law or rule is not truly natural law. Natural law as a term may have several uses and should be clarified whenever it is used. The natural laws are independent of any artificial connections and differ from mere presumptions of law in this essential respect, that the latter depend on and are a branch of the peculiar system of jurisprudence to which they belong. But mere natural presumptions are derived wholly by means of the common experience of mankind without the aid or control of any particular rule of law, but simply from the course of nature and the habits of society. These presumptions fall within the exclusive province of the jury, who are to pass upon the facts. Jury nullification. Jury shall be judges of the law and the facts. The natural law, being divine will and right reason, are not connected to mere presumptions of law. Presumptions of law are dependent upon peculiar systems of jurisprudence. Jurisprudence is but the philosophy of law or the science which treats of the principles of positive law and legal relationships. The term jurisprudence is wrongly applied to actual systems of law. To say that these presumptions fall within the exclusive province of the jury, who are to pass upon the facts, does not mean that the jury is to pass upon the facts of the case and not the law. It means that a jury is to decide upon the presumption of law based on their own common experience and God-given conscience. Nothing against reason is lawful. The word legal itself is defined in Black's third edition as conforming to law, according to law, required or permitted by law. Proper or sufficient to be recognized by law, cognizable in the courts. Cognizable in courts of law as distinguished from courts of equity, construed or governed by the rules and principles of law. Posited, assumed by courts as the inference or imputation of the law, as a matter of construction, rather than established by actual proof, or created by law. Legal systems may conform to law, they may be permitted by law, they may even be created by law, but they are not law in themselves. They may become law by consent and constructions of law. What is legal is cognizable in courts of law, as distinguished from courts of equity, which are not governed by rules of law. It should be clear that any legal system is subject to the prior and essential principles of law. Law that is basic, fundamental, and well-established over thousands of years of recorded history. It must be understood that it is consent that makes what is only legally proclaimed lawfully established. Also, it should be apparent that to bind oneself to a legal system that is constantly under the process of change is at least dangerous, if not inevitably disastrous. And if the question relate to any point of public liberty, or if it be one of those in which the judges may be suspected of bias, the jury undertake to decide both law and fact. And that's a quote from Thomas Jefferson, Notes on Virginia from 1782. He was a mighty provider before the Lord, wherefore it is said, even as Nimrod, the mighty provider before the Lord. Genesis 9:10. 10:9, excuse me. The jurisdiction of equity court, gradually developed by the Chancellor, was limited only by the Chancellor himself. There were two important limitations, both adopted to avoid any clash with the common law courts. One was that equity would not interfere where there was an adequate remedy at common law. The other was that equity would act merely against the person of the common law plaintiff or defendant, and therefore affect the legal right only in that indirect fashion. Equity was dealing with legal rights of a person, not lawful rights of an individual free man. Equity's courts administered the king's justice in the king's domain. With that said, you're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on this beautiful Saturday morning, January the 8th, 2011. We're going to have a word from our sponsors and we'll be right back.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. I want to read you that last paragraph again, because I think there's some important things here that, again, you know, I've talked about, but you know, Brother Gregory does such a better job of writing it down. So I'm going to read it again. The jurisdiction of equity court, gradually developed by the chancellor, was limited only by the chancellor himself. So the jurisdiction of the equity court basically had unlimited jurisdiction. But there were two important limitations, both adopted to avoid any clash with the common law courts. One was that equity would not interfere where there was an adequate remedy at common law. The other was that equity would act merely against the person of the common law plaintiff or defendant, and therefore affect the legal right only in that indirect fashion. Now, equity was dealing with legal rights of a person, not lawful rights of an individual free man. Equity courts administered the king's justice in the king's domain. So, a person is a man considered in reference to a certain status. And this is what I've been talking about. Status, 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 status. You, if you are an individual free man and not a chattel slave of the Congress, now these are my words, then you have your lawful God-given rights. And if you have become a person who is subject to the jurisdiction of the United States, well, that's a different status. And that status is not an individual free man. And he can never go into court and sit on a jury and decide the facts of law. Why? Because he is not a landholder. He lives in a feudal society. He is a chattel slave. He's a serf. He doesn't own any property. He can't administer the law. And this is the main thing that happened in the bankruptcy of the United States under Franklin Delano Roosevelt back in 1934, when all individual free men were bonded into slavery through the birth certificate and the Social Security system and the driver's license and your voter's registration card. These are all adhesive contracts. And what they do is they take away your ability to be part of the lawful de jure political body in the United States, which are state nationals, and it makes you a chattel slave of the Congress. With that said, let me finish the reading here. We're running out of time before the end of the hour, and I'm not even close. We're not going to make the whole reading. At 5 after the hour, we're going to have Brother Gregory on. Hopefully, we'll get him here in a few minutes. And with that said, let me continue. So when the term common law is used, there is the common law of the individual free man and the common law of the legislature. The courts of equity were used to fulfill a need for remedies that the common law, by tradition and custom, did not provide for. Acts outside the realm of its reasoning, jurisdiction, as in the case of trusts and uses. Law, as distinguished from equity, denotes the doctrine and the procedure of the common law of England and America, from which equity is a departure. Equity is a body of rules existing by the side of the original civil law, founded on distinct principles and claiming, incidentally, to supersede the civil law in virtue of a superior sanctity inherent in those principles. First, equity is not law in itself, but it only exists by the side of the law and the civil law at that. The civil law, Roman law, civil law are all convertible phrases, meaning the same system of jurisprudence. And with that said, my goodness, we're to the end of the first hour. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on this beautiful Saturday morning, January the 8th, 2011.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is out to make you pay for it. Can your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich, but for you? Can you survive when the stock market tanks? History has proven that all this and more may be just around the corner. It's not too late for you to prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead. Protect your money now or forever. Kiss it goodbye. Call Republic Trading Group today and take advantage of our special offerings. We offer over a half century experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge and are prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balance and portfolio protection. As the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this great nation, Republic Trading Group can offer you privacy, safety, and security. We invite you to visit RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com for further information regarding the protection of your wealth, or call Republic Trading Group at 800-691-7898 for a private consultation. That's 800-691-7898.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
Welcome back to Unconstitutional. I'm your host, Phil Pozderek, and I'm told that my guest today, Brother Gregory, is on the line with us. Good morning, Brother Gregory. How are you today?
I'm doing okay.
Well, I know you haven't been able to listen to the first hour of the show, but what I've been doing during the first hour of the show, and I've gotten through about six pages of it, is I've been reading part of your book, Covenant of the Gods, the chapter called Law versus Legal.
Yes.
And, you know, for you know, many months, I've been talking about, you know, how we've become enslaved by government, by entering into contracts. Specifically, you know, Social Security and your voter's registration, and, you know, how these contracts are adhesive, and they take away our God-given rights, and they exchange them for privileges. And so your writing is just, you know, so eloquent compared to anything that I could ever write. And, you know, I gave some background on you and your studies in Rome. And with that said, I'll open the floor for you to say, you know, how do you see this issue of lawful versus legal?
Well, it's about sophistry. It's about questions of what words mean. Words can mean a lot of different things. Most words have more than one definition in the dictionary, and so you have to look at the word in context and how it's used. And if you're using a word in a legal setting, in a courtroom, it often means something quite a bit different than what it would mean if you were talking to somebody on the street corner. And so words are full of confusion and misunderstanding, and so a person has to strive to see beyond the words and actually understand. And that's really where it started for me, is opening up a Black's Law Dictionary that somebody gave me. And it began to open my eyes. Actually, there's a story before that. One thing you mentioned is that my studies in Rome, I never actually went to Rome. The people, they came to me, so to speak. I was studying in a seminary, actually in California.
I see.
And the men who lived in Rome, or had been to Rome, some of them had been there, some actually were residents there, came across my path while I was in the seminary and began to teach me things. I've been invited there, but I've never ever gone. So, but that was part of my early history, and you know, it's actually, as far as I'm concerned, it was Christ teaching me, because it was Christ who sent these men my way to give me pieces of the puzzle that I just couldn't get in a regular setting. Same as my father being an attorney and writing law books gave me exposure to understanding the law that most people aren't going to get. When I wrote my first pamphlet, which is the first chapter of that book, I took it to him and I said, what do you think? And he read it, and then he asked me, well, he actually made a few comments, and but he eventually said, I was right. He said, but they're not going to like you. that was kind of his. I mean, he told me some other stories. It gets into a longer story, but concerning when he first entered the law, because he entered the law because of a desire for justice, but he found out very quick that the legal system is mostly about money and power. It's not about justice. And you know, these people that came through my life were giving me lessons that I was willing to learn because of the grace of God. There's no way I could have learned all this stuff just by going and trying to find out on my own.
Well, that's a good place to cut you off here. You hear the music there in the background. That means we have to go for another word from our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, every day,
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your two-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Welcome back. Positively Unconstitutional. And we're visiting with my guest today, Brother Gregory Williams of His Holy Church. And you were just, before the break, you were talking about the very first article or pamphlet that you wrote, and your father, who was an author and an attorney, or a practicing lawyer, that he had some comments for you on it. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, that first pamphlet was Holy Matrimony versus Marriage, which is probably the best approach to the first question you had of law versus legal. And so I'll briefly look at law versus legal. Legal comes from the word lex legis in Latin, which means to bind, and comes from lex legere. But the word law is an Anglo-Saxon word that means just, right, and fair. The Romans had a word for that, and that was jus juris, or jus juris. And so these are two different concepts. One is that you create law by contract in the legal system, and the other one is what is just, right, and fair. Well, it becomes just, right, and fair to enforce those contracts that you create. So most of the laws that we have today, a lot of people like to refer to the fact that Christ came and we're no longer under the law. Well, under the Judaic law, you had about 700 laws. Under the modern laws, you have 700,000 laws. So you're still under the law. You're just under a different law because you've made different contracts with these people. And one of the first ones is Holy Matrimony versus Marriage, that pamphlet, because marriage contracts is a three-party contract between you, your spouse, and the state. And we go through and we detail this out, and we use their words as much as our own. Now, my daughter used to tease me about this. I used to have my 12-year-old daughter proofread my stuff because I couldn't do it myself. I was too close to the work. But she would say, "I see the quotes, Dad. When are you going to write something?" But the fact is my authority is nothing. So I want you to hear it right out of their mouths. When you enter into these contracts with the state, you're having a threesome with you, your spouse, and the state. The state now has a tremendous power over that relationship and the products of that relationship. And that's one of those contracts. People say, well, it's an adhesion contract. They didn't know all the details, and et cetera, et cetera. Well, you didn't know the details because you were too slothful to look them up or too numb to, you know, think about it in a proper light. But the reality is where they really get you is not in the contract. It's in the benefits. The benefits you get because you show them, you know, these numbers or this contract or this license, and now you are subject to their laws, and they're making new ones all the time, and you're going under those laws, and these judges become gods of your relationships with your wife, with your children, with everything. They rule over you. We haven't elected a representative in this country for 100 years almost. We elect lawmakers. They make laws, we obey them, or they punish us. They are rulers. They are not leaders. And
they're not representing what we want, are they?
Right. And, you know, I have a video up. I don't know if you had a chance to see it on this, you know, Not My Tea Party. And I'm not picking on the Tea Party folks. I'm picking on a particular video I addressed in that, which was somebody pretending to be Thomas Paine. And, you know, I had people send me that video thinking this guy was great. And I says, are you even listening to what he's saying? You know, he's talking about your unrepresentative representatives. And in the same video, he's talking about universal service, where you give those unrepresentative representatives the power to tell your children what they're going to do today. And, you know, we're not thinking. You know, I don't know why that is, but we need to. People need to get a grip and start looking at the meaning of words.
And I can tell you exactly why it is that we're not thinking, because that's not what we're taught in school. That's not what we're indoctrinated into. You know, we're taught to get along, to be good, to obey, to not to think, to, you know, do what the rest of the gang is doing. You know, you have to fit in. You know, don't be a fifth wheel. And so it's this whole... you know, multiculturalism. Oh, you have to make room for everyone, even if their ideas are different than your ideas. And so we see that, you know, our country is being led by, you know, about 2.5% of the population. You know, the Zionists make all these rules. It's incredible.
Yeah, we're told to go along to get along. And you know, I have this conversation with so many people all the time, and because I'm considered a bit of a rebel, I'm actually not a rebel at all. It's not in my nature to rebel. It's in my nature to conform. I'm just conforming to Christ, and nobody else seems to want to do that. And so I look like a rebel, but I'm not.
And that's because they're indoctrinated into the system, and they don't understand right and wrong. They went to school, and they were taught that there is no absolute right and wrong. Everything is, you know, it depends on the circumstances. You know, that's why, you know, the natural law says thou shalt not kill, but, well, you know, an unborn baby is a fetus, so it's not a person, so we can kill him. I mean, you know, this is, they've been able to turn the law upside down by, you know, just small changes along the way, and then suddenly everything is backwards. And that's where we're at today. All the freemen of the United States have been turned into slaves. The Civil War wasn't just like the Civil War in Rome that set up the dual system of government that you talk about in Lawful versus Legal. The Civil War of the United States set up a dual system of government where you can join the democracy, but, you know, it's private international law, or you can become a state national and be subject to the Constitution, its literal interpretation, and its first 10 amendments. But nobody in no U.S. citizen is subject to or is protected by the Constitution, and no U.S. citizen is a party to it. And I keep trying to explain that. You wouldn't believe the denial that's out there.
Yeah, well, one of the books I wrote was Contracts, Covenants, and Constitutions, because people don't really understand, you know, the purpose and the limitations of the Constitution and the relationship the individual should have to that Constitution. They think their rights come from the Constitution. No, the rights that government has are privileges granted by the Constitution. But it gets more complex when we start praying to the federal government to take care of us. One of the quotes you'll see over and over again in the Covenants of the Gods is that the greatest destroyers of liberty are the grantors of gifts, gratuities, and benefits. That's what was going on in Rome. That's what was going on in Judea at the time of Christ, is that people were no longer looking to their neighbors to help them out in time of need. They were looking to their government, to these central treasuries, to help them out in times of need. They were creating these systems of Corbin, which we call Social Security today.
What's funny to me is that if you talk to any U.S. citizen, he'll tell you that government's got all the money in the world. And, of course, you and I know that government has no money that they don't steal from the citizens.
But, yeah, you know, those are the benefactors who exercise authority, one over the other, that Christ said not to be like.
And I want to read, I've got it pulled up here, a quote from your writing here. When government collects taxes by force simply because most of your neighbors want more benefits, more free bread, more medical assistance, more gratuities, does everyone not take part in the violence? And the Bible says, and thou shalt take no gift, for the gift blindeth the wise and perverteth the words of the righteous. When people vote in order to obtain more benefits than they have a God-given right to, are they not coveting their neighbor's goods? Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor any thing that is thy neighbor's. When government pays for abortions, does not everyone contribute to the letting of blood? That innocent blood be not shed in thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance, and so blood be upon thee. I'll stop there.
Now, you know, I guess that's in my book. I can never remember what I wrote. But I used to, my kids would tease me that I occasionally would go back and read these things that I write, and I would tease them back, saying, "Boy, this guy knows what he's talking about." But, you know, and they just roll their eyes, which they get from their mother. But nobody's saying this. Nobody sees this hardly. I mean, there are people who are beginning to see it, and, you know, your show and a few others there. But in the major media, you can't say this stuff. You know, you're a terrible heretic in their faith, in their religion. One of the things that I've written a lot about, it's not in that book as much, although we make reference to it, is this Corbin. Jesus said the Corbin of the Pharisees made the word of God to none effect. That's got to be pretty powerful stuff. And nobody seems to know what the Corbin of the Pharisees were and what it was and how it worked. But it is absolutely amazing if anybody would to take the time to actually study the history. And it's actually been kept from us by those same guys that I used to study under. They have worked diligently to keep you from knowing exactly what Christ was talking about when he was saying these things. And what he was talking about is a social security system set up by Herod. And it come out of a statutory system set up in around 78 B.C.,
huh.
And we'll talk about it, I guess, when we get back, maybe.
We'll do that. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Another word from our sponsors.
Up all night, I waste my time. I am fine, but a day behind. Up in my feeling super happy, but the days are overlapping. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional, and we're speaking with Brother Gregory of His Holy Church. And Brother Gregory, you know, before the break, you were talking about Corbyn and how Corbyn is, you know, kind of like Social Security system, and that it was set up by King Herod, the Roman governor in Christ's time. What did you say, 78 AD? Well, and you were saying the clergy purposefully work with the government so people don't know about what Corbyn means. Can you kind of give us about a 10-minute sermon on Corbyn?
Right. The system was there were a lot of changes in Judea way back even 160 AD with the Hasmoneans. There was more statutory imposition of almost what we would call an income tax in 78 BC, but it didn't really get off the ground until Herod came along and started preaching the kingdom of heaven. And this is one of the startling revelations that came out of the Dead Sea Scrolls. It's actually found in what they call fragments of the ancient times, but they're not whole amounts, but you hear references to it, that Herod was actually baptizing men into the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven before John the Baptist. He just had a different vision of that kingdom. And you would go and get baptized. You would get a Hebrew name that had a numerical value attached to it, because Hebrew letters have numerical value. And then that would be entered into the books of the scribes. And you would be expected, required by statute, to pay in a portion of what you made in a given year to maintain the Treasury, and the Treasury was taking care of the social welfare benefits of the people, old age, infirmity, you became blind, what have you. The temple would take care of you. The Levites were a part of the government. The temple was a government building. All the government buildings you have today look like the temples of Ephesus and these other temples of the past, because those were all government buildings too. They were treasuries. They were a place where you got your social welfare. The Romans had a Corban. They spelled it different. It was Q-O-R-B-A-N, but it was the same thing. That means sacrifice. That was your sacrifice. But when that sacrifice was compelled by statute, it made the word of God to none effect, because God wanted you to live by faith, hope, and charity. He wanted to take care of your needy through that faith, hope, and charity, because then your society is bound by this thing of love and honor and caring for one another. And they had to do that through a system of network, which is what you saw Israel and Moses forming, you know, 10 families get together.
I want you to talk just a little bit about your own living network. And I know very little about it, but I'm sure our listeners would love to hear about it.
Well, I've been preaching this for many years and explaining it, writing these books over the years. And we realized we were attracting a lot of people that were not really seeing what we were talking about. And we realized that part of that was our fault. And my youngest son said some things, and we started realizing that, you know, we had learned the lessons. I raised sheep out in the desert. That's what I was doing when God first called me to understand. You know, I got down and said, you know, what am I missing? And I admitted that I couldn't figure it out myself. And the next day, law books are showing up on my doorstep, and I began to go back to the study, and I started writing that book within weeks of that event, The Covenants of the Gods. But anyway, recently, just within the last year, we realized that we're not networking. We're not requiring people to reach out to each other. And when we started doing that, it started changing the nature of the people that we started getting. And you know, email groups that were only maybe 100 for 9 years, 10 years, are now, you know, 500, 1,000, and they're growing. And you can get on the network through email and through, you know, signing up on hisholychurch.org. And it's basically the same concepts that we see Moses applying. We see it applied in the early church, because everybody who got the baptism of John the Baptist, which he explains is based on, you know, if you have two coats, you share. It's based on faith, hope, and charity. Everybody who got that baptism was cast out of this system set up by Herod, the social welfare system of Herod. Mm-hmm. You could not get those benefits anymore, but then you didn't have those obligations anymore. And the early Christians, that Pentecost was a second Exodus, and they were using this network concept of 10 people, 10 families getting together, picking a minister. And those ministers getting together and picking a minister, not a ruler, but someone who actually was a good servant of the people, a good public servant. The word liturgy in Greek means public service. Somewhere along the line, the church changed public service to singing and choir practice. And the church used to be the entire social welfare system of the people. At that time of George Washington and Jefferson, that's what church was for. That was your social welfare system. And the church is referred to as embryonic republics. The reason people are throwing the church out of their lives today is because the church has become some place of entertainment. It's not. And if you want your social welfare, you go to these other priests in the social security system. Problem is, those priests will kick in your door.
And, you know, the church and state are supposed to be separate, but as you know, all the churches now are 501(c) tax-exempt organizations. They've incorporated and joined with the government. We got to go back to break. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. My guest today is Brother Gregory. And when we come back, I've got a caller out there. I want to bring him in, and we're going to talk to him.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And we're visiting today with my guest, Brother Gregory of His Holy Church. And I've got a couple callers on the line right now. The first one I'm going to take here in just a minute, but I want to say it's Jerry Kirk in Arkansas. And I want to thank Jerry personally right here on the air for telling me about the book, The Breath of Life, and also about, I believe it's Dr. Schlosser's mineral salts. And they come under the brand name Highlands. And a few months ago, he told me that, you know, perhaps I should look into these. So I went out and bought them and started taking them. I had some really interesting things happen to me. But more interesting than what happened to me is my wife started taking them with me, and it has helped her tremendously. I've been so worried about her over the past year or year and a half. She's been depressed, and you know, I couldn't seem to find a way to pull her out of it. And then in the last month, she started taking these mineral salts, and suddenly her depression just lifted, and she's back to her old self. So I want to thank Jerry Kirk so much. And after I read The Breath of Life, I started doing some of the things that it recommends. And I've lost about 30 pounds since September the 15th or so. So with that said, I want to bring Jerry Kirk on. And Jerry, how are you this fine Saturday morning?
I'm pretty good, Phil. And I just wanted to thank you for your continuing and constant efforts to educate folks on the subject matter that you're talking about on a regular basis. would like to just offer, it's Dr. Schuessler's, and their mineral tissue salts. And I do hope that you got the biochemic handbook. I do hope you got that, and you will find that there's numerous areas that ladies, women, need to investigate. Our society is sort of anti-woman. We claim to be loving women, but our society wants them to use a lot of chemicals on their hair and their faces. So I'm glad to hear you have some beginning results on this. I would like to offer to you that, if I could, both you and Gregory have spoke about the importance of the meaning of a word, and you can get trapped in a courtroom or in a situation by an incorrect meaning. In general, when people are speaking incorrectly, they are speaking in vernacular, a local vernacular, which is from the Latin word vernaculus, or verna. And that means home-born slave in simplistic terms. So when we speak incorrectly, we're speaking as a home-born slave. And the issue I wanted to bring up is the foundation case in this country, in this country's jurisdiction prudence. The terminology is state citizen. That case is delineated in that language in Twining versus New Jersey, a U.S. Supreme Court case. And there are significant subsequent cases that use the term state citizen. If we start talking about a state national, I have never been able to find that terminology in a U.S. Supreme Court case. It can lead to difficulties in the courtroom. So it's a small point, but it's how we win is on small points. The second thing I'd like to ask...
I think the reason that I prefer to use the term state national is that it denotes a difference in country. And this is a thing that U.S. citizens don't understand. They think that there's only one country. It's the United States. They don't realize that each of the republics of the states is, in terms of international law, a separate country. And so I think it's more clear for people, instead of saying state citizen, well, I'm a state citizen. Look, it says right here in the Constitution, in the 14th Amendment, that you're a citizen of the United States and a citizen of your state. So, you know, you're still a slave, in my thinking.
Right, I appreciate that. Maybe for, you know, everyday language, it would be something that somebody maybe could try to use for a distinction. But when we enter into the world of jurisprudence, we better have it typed correctly and speak correctly, because otherwise we're in a local vernacular. It's sort of like adhesive contracts. There's no such thing as an adhesive contract. What they are is volunteer, or more correctly, elected contracts, and by law. And we elected to do it. Second thing I'd like to ask is, I got the website for Gregory Williams' website, but for those without a computer, is there a telephone number where somebody might be able to contact Gregory by chance?
Yeah, we have a telephone number that... You can contact me. Of course, you can't. I'm on the phone right now. But
yeah, but I meant maybe in the evening sometime?
What we have now is a network of ministers all across the country who are studying the material and are connected to me and to others that have studied it even longer, so that, you know, we can guide them. And what we're encouraging people to do is to get in contact with their local group in their local state, and then work together. When you don't, and when you come to questions you can't answer, then we have this whole network that you reach out in. But it's a living network. It's not a network where you plug into computer terminals. It's a way we're using the computer to make contact now, just the same as we're using this radio. But we want the terminals to be living individuals.
Do you happen to have a phone number for someone that I could contact, as I do not have a computer?
What area of the country are you in?
Arkansas.
I tell you what, after the show, you can give me a call here at 541-943-3133, and I'll see if I can set you up with someone probably in your area. I can't remember offhand which... that's the thing, is that I can't remember everybody anymore. So once you get plugged into the network, then you're connected to everybody.
All right. Can I repeat this number to make sure I've got it correct? 504-943-3133.
Okay, it's 541 is the first.
541, okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, and I'll try you in the evening sometime. Thank you very much, and continue your good efforts, Phil. Thank you.
All right, hey, thank you, Jerry. Thanks for your comments. You know, Gregory, Jerry grew up, and it's my understanding that his father was a big-time attorney, practicing lawyer as well, and that, you know, he's very specific on the words that he uses, especially in the courtroom. So when he tells me, you know, that the proper language is state citizen, that this is denoted in Supreme Court cases, I tend to take him very seriously.
Yeah, I understand what he's saying. The fact is, again, terminology, you have to define those terms when you use them. And it is our goal so that you don't go into court. We're trying to keep people out of court. We always kind of consider if you're in court, you've already lost, because you've lost that day anyway, because you're in court. So you want to avoid that. And we have a chapter in the book, Covenants of the Gods, and all our books are available for free online. You can download them in PDF. They're not easily found if you just go searching around on the net, but in the Living Network, all the contact ministers have those links. We kind of believe in seek and ye shall find, but there's plenty to keep you busy there. But we have a chapter, Citizen versus Citizen. You can find that on our outline page. And it's even the word citizen is a tricky word, to even use that word citizen at all. They talk about civil rights. That's a tricky word because of the fact that civil rights can be defined one way over here, and another way over there. I mean, you look in Black's Law Dictionary under the civil rights, the word civil rights, it says it's defined as, you know, certain rights such as life, liberty, marriage, etc., not connected to the administration of government, as a natural inhabitant, or as otherwise defined, connected to the administration of governments, such as defined by the 14th Amendment and other subsequent acts. So you've got two different civil rights here, and so you've got two different kinds or concepts of citizenship, one not connected to the administration of government. Of course, if you have a marriage license, you're extremely connected to the administration of government. And this other one over here, under the 14th Amendment, where you are subject to the administration of government, and you're no longer... If you read the definition in Republic versus Democracy of a republic, you're free from things public. Again, those are where you have civil rights not connected to the administration of government.
So let me interrupt you there for just a minute. So if you're not subject to things public, then you're not subject to the publicly enacted laws of Congress, right?
Right.
And just like when William conquered England, everyone who, you know, had to pledge fealty to him to settle the war, that they were then subject to his jurisprudence. And basically he said, hey, I'm the dictator and I'm making the laws and you're going to do what I say. And that's really an equivalent to where we're at now. And it, you know, again, this was, caused by a civil war.
Right.
You know?
And there's layers to that, because even when William the Conqueror won, it was only those who had to pledge fealty who had fought against him. A large portion of England hadn't fought against him, and they were still freemen, and they didn't pledge fealty. But over the next couple hundred years, almost everybody did, because the kings had this ability to move large armies around. When you made contracts under William the Conqueror, when he was holding this position of king, and that's a complex event in itself, you could say remedies inequity, or remedies at common law. Well, the common law court still existed side by side with William's courts. And you could, if you were in an activity that could be remedied at common law, you could go into those courts, and William's courts didn't have anything to do with it. And they actually had to write in a contract, remedy inequity, or remedy in the king's court, or remedy at common law. And eventually, it would.
That doesn't exist in the United States today, does it? The common law. I mean.
The common law. There's nobody to. The common law requires a large body of freemen in order to administer it, and we don't have that large body of freemen anymore. So it's still here. It is still the primary law according to the Judiciary Act of 17.
The republics are still there, just nobody lives in them. Like,
yeah, that's right. We've all abandoned it. The funny thing is, or amazing thing is, this is exactly what happened in Rome. And they talk about libera res publica, which is what the republic was. It means free from things public. And then they talk about the res publica under the emperors, such as Augustus. Well, Augustus didn't show up till 500 years after the republic was established. And at that point, you no longer had a republic. You had this imperial power, and who was actually, he was elected by an electoral college. He had a 10-year term of office. He had to take an oath of office. There was a constitution that he had to abide by. Eventually, they didn't take that oath of office. They faked it. but that's
just like here. it's all just, I mean, it's so parallel. And you know, I learned in reading some stuff about English common law that, you know, the way that they affect this is by minor changes in the law. So they make a little tweak here, they make a little tweak there, they make a little tweak here. None of these little tweaks have much effect, but all the little tweaks together have the effect of reversing the power. So instead of the people being in power and administering the law, the people are subject to, and the lawmakers make the law. And
right.
It's just amazing at how they've flipped the tables on us. Even though the republic still exists, we live in the dual side, and everybody has joined this new system because it's the greatest system on earth. You know, we got a bunch of salesmen telling us how great it is all the time.
Well, yeah, public school is one of the big culprits there, but really the blame, and I'm this is why I'm not necessarily popular with everybody, but the blame is on us. Because they can twist every law they want if we don't, you know, it's like the old 60s thing, what if they gave a war and nobody came? We all are participating, and the reason we're participating in that system is we're not coming together and creating the true republic and being that republic. That's why Christ is talking about Beatitudes. You know, I talk a lot about Christ in the Bible. The Bible is mostly about law. Mostly about contracts. It mentions contracts or covenants over 700 times. It mentions religion 5 times. The word religion is only mentioned 5 times in the Bible, and 4 of those times it's talked about in a derogatory sense. Only once does it talk about religion in a good sense, and it calls it pure religion. And what pure religion was the way in which you took care of your widows and orphans in need of your society. And you had to do it unspotted by the world. And the word world there's 5 different Greek words they translate into world just in the New Testament alone. But the word there means constitutional order or system of government. It comes from a word chemizo, which means to take care of or to carry off. And it's through the systems of welfare and benefits that we go to, these free breads and circuses that are offered to us, that they really bind us. The adhesion contracts in themselves are really not that binding until you start taking benefits. And when you take benefits that are provided by debt, then you become a surety for debt. And all these things are spoken against in the Bible. You never hear it in the churches today. You hear it in His Holy Church every day, but you don't hear it in these other things.
You know, I had talked originally about doing a Church of the Constitution, and you know, I was taken by the Constitution, and it's such a living work, but of course it has no force and effect.
Yeah, really what we have to do is individually get back to those precepts upon precepts that the Bible talks about in both Old and New Testament. I mean, I don't know hardly anybody understands the Old Testament because they've been playing fast and loose with the Hebrew. And You know, we've gone back
changing
to the
meaning of the words again, huh?
Yeah, it's the. I mean, what you start off with the devil in the garden. What's he doing? He's the ultimate sophist who's playing with the meaning of words. No, surely you will not die, you know, and all this stuff. And he actually means a different kind of death. And they're leading you by, you know, from the Tower of Babel. Confusion, chaos comes out of the fact that we don't really want to understand what the meaning is behind the words. We become fixated by the words, you know, like citizen. It's not that you use citizen or you don't use citizen. It's what you mean when you use that word.
Yeah, just like the difference between I'm an American, I'm a U.S. citizen. There is a difference, but who knows what it is. When we come back, I've got a couple callers sitting out there. We're down to our last 5 or 10 minutes of the show here. And you're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional, and we're visiting with Brother Gregory, and I want to invite everyone to visit his website at www.hisholychurch.net, and we're down to the last few minutes of the show here, Gregory, and I see that we have L.B. Bork of the People's Awareness Coalition on the line holding, so let's give LB a chance to answer. And of course, you know, it's he that I take the state national from his book, The Red Amendment. LB, are you with me?
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify. You're talking about context of words used. the term state national is defined by Congress, and it's in Title VIII, so it's not made up and it's not arbitrary, which brings me to one of my points of teaching and my number one rule of how not to study law. Don't read case law. Case law is case law because there was a controversy or someone made a mistake. So you're not going to learn from case law. So anyway, so that's all I have to say.
You should study the maxims in law.
Yeah, the maxims and the foundations is where all this stuff comes from. And state national is just, like you said, Phil, distinguishing a federal national, which is defined by Title VIII, and it's pervious through 14th Amendment, of course, and the original principles of the Republic. So that's where that comes from.
What were you saying, Gregory?
If you go in and you're listening, it used to be that the case law was mostly what they call precedent, and you would look at that to get the opinions of other men as to what the law is. Unfortunately, people read case law as if that is law, and it's only opinions, and you always have to read it all with a grain of salt. But, you know, I've sat and watched men say, well, I demand my right to counsel, and the judge says, well, we will give you a day to find an attorney. And he says, well, I'm not looking for an attorney, I'm looking for a counsel. Well, okay, we'll give you an extra day to find an attorney. And the judge won't use the word counsel, and the individual brought in there won't use the word attorney, and they know exactly what they're doing. And I actually heard a judge once say, I don't want to play word games in here. And I thought, well, let's all go home, because that's all we play in here.
That's all you do, right?
So, but, you know, case law, there's a value in reading it, but not in accepting it as law. It's opinions. It's, you know, and opinions that go here and there. And LB's absolutely right, you know, and people are reading case law as if it's law. It's not. It's opinions. And those opinions change from day to day.
In my opinion of reading case law, and I've read a case called Lloyd Raymond Long versus the IRS, and you know, it seems like it's at the whim of the jury. This guy didn't establish that he wasn't under the jurisdiction of the United States. He said he considered himself a Tennessean, but it seemed to me to just be kind of arbitrary that the jury decided in his favor, and that you couldn't go into court and use the same arguments that he used and be assured of a victory.
No, because it's only precedent, it's only opinion. It's not actual law, and that's what I think LB is pointing out, rightfully so.
Well, you hear the music there. That means we're at the end of the hour. Stay tuned for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited at noon. You're listening to Phil Pozderek, Brother Gregory, and LB Bork. And it's positively unconstitutional what our government's done. Stay tuned for Todd McGreevy.